Random House Audio presents Dark Places by Gillian Flynn. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman, Cassandra Campbell, Mark Deakins, and Robert Sandine. The Days were a clan that might have lived long, but Ben Day's head got screwed on wrong. That boy craved Dark Satan's power, so he killed his family in one nasty hour. Little Michelle he strangled in the night, then chopped up Debbie, a bloody sight. Mother Patty he saved for last, blew off her head with a shotgun blast. Baby Libby somehow survived, but to live through that ain't much a life. Schoolyard Rhyme, circa 1985. Libby Day, now. I have a meanness inside me, real as an organ. Slit me at my belly and it might slide out, meaty and dark, drop on the floor so you could stomp on it. It's the day blood. Something's wrong with it. I was never a good little girl, and I got worse after the murders. Little orphan Libby grew up sullen and boneless, shuffled around a group of lesser relatives, second cousins and great aunts and friends of friends, stuck in a series of mobile homes or rotting ranch houses all across Kansas. Me going to school in my dead sister's hand-me-downs, shirts with mustardy armpits, pants with baggy bottoms, comically loose, held on with a raggedy belt cinched to the farthest hole. In class photos, my hair was always crooked, barrettes hanging loosely from strands as if they were airborne objects caught in the tangles. And I always had bulging pockets under.